More than 300 bronze plates with the names of wartime victims were stolen last week from the National Cemetery in Terezín, north of Prague, which served as a ghetto for Czech and European Jews and housed a Gestapo-run prison during the Second World War. Commemorative plaques have been stolen in the past, but never on such a large scale. Now it seems unlikely that they could be restored by May the 18th, the day commemorating the victims of Nazi persecution at Terezín. Ruth Frankova reports.
During the Second World War, the Nazis turned the entire town of Terezín into a Jewish ghetto. More than 150,000 people passed through its gates between 1941 and 1945, and some 35,000 people died there. The rest were sent on to Nazi camps in the east, where most of them perished. After the war, Terezín's little fortress, which served as a prison during the war, was turned into a wartime memorial housing the Museum of the Jewish Ghetto. I asked its director, Jan Munk, about the extent of the damage.
We have just now only estimation of the future costs. Our estimation is about more than 1 million crowns.
How much will it take to repair the damage, and also how long will it take?
It depends how much money we will have this year. I hope that all damages will be solved till the end of this year.
The reason I'm asking is because on the 18th of May there is a traditional ceremony in memory of the victims of Nazi persecution, so I guess you can't manage to repair it by then.
No, it's too close to be solved in so short time.
What do you think was the motivation?
Motivation was simply to sell it.
So there was no racial background, no political reason?
It's simply this reason.
The bronze plates on the gravestones were also stolen in the past, but a lack of finances prevented the memorial from taking effective security measures. Jan Munk again.
The problem is that this is not only one area. We have at minimum 4 such areas, and the areas are too large to have some camera system, and guarding is very expensive.
The Terezín Memorial has now decided to replace the stolen metal and eventually all of the bronze plates with a cheaper version made of resin, as a means of discouraging thieves. The Minister of Culture, Václav Jehlička, said on Wednesday that the ministry will do all it can to help restore the cemetery as soon as possible and help the police to capture the perpetrators.
Ruth Frankova ending that report on that shocking case of vandalism and theft at